In our last message, we were forced to leave Elijah in the depths of despair and discouragement. We saw the prophet sitting under the juniper tree, asking God to take his life. The mighty prophet of God is discouraged and he's depressed. He has been used mightily of the Lord, and he had expected a great revival to come to the land. A revival in which the people of Israel would repent of their sins and turn back to God with all of their hearts. When this didn't happen, and when Elijah was threatened by the wicked queen Jezebel, he felt as though he and his ministry were a failure. Therefore, he ran away from his position, he ran from his problem, and he ran from his people. While Elijah is a perfect picture of one who is depressed, he is also a portrait of a man who is guilty of sin. Verse 4 reveals the truth that Elijah's trouble stemmed from thinking more highly of himself than he should have. In 1 Kings 19, verse 4, we see, "But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat underneath a broom tree or a juniper tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, 'It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers.'" I am no better than my fathers. Thinks more highly of himself than he should. This is a problem, and we all should be encouraged to avoid it. Certainly God's perfect will for Elijah would have been for him to have stood up against Jezebel and to have led the country in renewed devotion to the Lord God. Of course, we all know that this isn't what happened. Yet, when we see how God deals with the fallen man of God, it can show us the steps that God takes in the lives of those that he wishes to restore to usefulness and to power. Let's join the prophet Elijah under that juniper tree and see the steps that God takes to restore him to a place of service. If you would be restored, take heed, or I should say, take the blessing from the Lord that we're about to look at. We have seen how the mighty have fallen. We saw the misery of the prophet Elijah. We saw Elijah running. We saw Elijah retiring. We saw Elijah rationalizing. We saw the misery of the prophet. Maybe you have gone through a time of misery. Now in verses 5 through 8 of 1 Kings 19, we will see a ministry of consideration. A ministry of consideration. After Elijah's display of self-pity, one might think the Lord would just write him off as a lost cause. Thankfully, the Lord doesn't operate that way. Men do that all the time, as we saw the Apostle Paul in Acts 15, verses 37 through 39. This is the way that most of us act. Acts 15, 37 through 39. "Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John, called Mark, but Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus." Paul had said, "I had enough with Mark. I am not putting up with his nonsense any longer." But we don't see the Lord behaving that way. We see the Lord lifting Elijah up. God knew that Elijah needed two things straightened out in his life. So the Lord performs a ministry of consideration on behalf of the prophet. This is seen in two ways. First, we see it involves rest. Look at verses 5 and 6 of 1 Kings 19. "Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, 'Arise and eat.' Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate, and he drank, and he lay down again. God knew the prophet had expended all of his physical energy and that he was worn out, as we saw last time in our study. What Elijah needed was a break. He needed a vacation. God knew that, and he allowed the prophet to rest. Just a reminder, once again, God never intended these bodies to run like we forced them to. You and I should never be guilty of laziness, but we should get the rest that our bodies need. When we are rested, we will accomplish more for God than we will if we're exhausted physically. Remember, even Jesus Christ took time to rest. In Mark 6:31, and he said unto them, "Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." So we see that this ministry of consideration from God involved rest. It also involved refreshment. Refreshment. Look at verses 7 and 8 of 1 Kings 19. "And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, 'Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you.' So he rose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God." First we see rest, now we see refreshment. Twice we're told that an angel appears to the prophet. Excuse me. An angel appears to the prophet and supplies him food in the wilderness. Who is this angel? I believe myself personally that it's God himself, a pre-incarnate visit by the Lord Jesus Christ. This time there'd be no brook, there'd be no ravens, there would be no widow's barrel, and there'd be no cruise of oil. Now the prophet would eat directly from the hand of the Lord himself. What grace, what mercy, what tenderness. Think about it. Here is a man who has run out on God, yet God hasn't run out on him. Brother, sister, you may have ran out on God, but he hasn't run out on you. Just as Jesus later fed his wayward disciples, as we see in John 21, here the prophet is fed. He's fed by the Lord. The discouraged prophet fed by the Lord. The Lord knew that more than a lecture, more than a sermon, Elijah needed to be rested and refreshed. So the Lord looked after the prophet's basic needs. When we are in a time of discouragement, depression, or doubt, we will find that the Lord knows just how to meet our need. Often he'll deal with the symptom before he deals with the problem. And why is that? So that we might be in a position to listen more clearly. If the Lord had tried to reason with Elijah when he was exhausted, hungry, and depressed, then nothing would have been accomplished. Therefore, the Lord met him. He dealt with his symptoms and then moved on to take care of his greatest need. You see, what you're dealing with right now may not be your real problem, but the Lord will deal with you where you are so that he might get you into a position where you can hear him better. He does have a way of getting our attention. He may be dealing with the symptom, not exactly the problem yet. In verses 5 to 8, we see a ministry of consideration. And the beauty of it is we also see a ministry of compassion. Of compassion. Not only did the Lord feed Elijah and allow him to rest, he also dealt with him directly. It is a blessing to see how the Lord spoke to this discouraged and this defeated prophet. It teaches us that the Lord has compassion on the fearful, on the fallen, and on the foolish. After all, Elijah was all of these things, and so are we at times. In verses 5 through 7, We see the beauty of God's gentleness. Of God's gentleness. In verses 5 to 7, the angel touching them, saying, "Arise and eat." Has the cake baked on the coals. Has the jar of water. He eats and he drinks and he lays down again. Then the angel comes again, the second time, touches him, "Arise and eat." We see the compassion of the Lord. We see the gentleness of the Lord. When the Lord comes to Elijah, there's no sermons, no lectures, no threats, no reproaches, and no rebukes. The Lord simply touches the prophet. Do you need a touch from God today? God meets his need and gently speaks to him. Do you need God to meet your needs today? Do you need him to speak gently to you? Verse 6 shows us the condition of Elijah's heart. He looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and he drank and he laid down again. Notice that when the Lord appears to him, there's no repentance for the past. There's no gratitude for the present, and there's no burden for the future. Elijah is a man in desperate need of personal revival. He came to bring revival to the people, and in the end, he needed revival today. How many of us need revival today? I would encourage you today that the Lord is gentle most often with his wayward sons and daughters. God is very gentle with us, but somehow we always think that he's waiting there with a baseball bat for us. I think too many of God's children have the impression that God is standing over them with a cosmic baseball bat, that he's just waiting for them to make a mistake so that he can bash them with the bat. While it is true that God is a God who chastises his children, we see it all throughout the scripture. It is also true, never lose sight of this, it is also true that God is long-suffering and patient with his children. Do you not know that the goodness of God leads to repentance? Do you always think that God is just waiting there to take his pound of flesh out from you? Will you not come to the Father today and simply ask him to deal with you in gentleness and compassion? Would you not just come to him and say, "Father, I'm worn out, I'm beat, I feel like Elijah"? Would you be gentle in dealing with me, compassionate in dealing with me? Would you refresh me, Father? Would you restore me? Father, would you consider these things? Would you come before our good and gracious Father as we come to the last day of 2015? Would you know that our God is a God of mercy and grace and tenderness? Would you not appeal to those attributes of God today? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, of his forbearance, and his long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? It's his goodness that leads you to repentance. Would you not come today and ask the Father for compassion and for gentleness? And he'll say to you, even as the angel said to Elijah, to arise and eat. So he arose and he ate and he drank. And in verse 7 of 1 Kings 19, then the Lord said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." The journey is too great for each and every one of us, brother and sister. That's why the Lord had the disciples wait in the upper room for the Holy Spirit, that they would be and have power, that they would be blessed with power, for the journey is great. and many of us become discouraged and depressed along the way. But come to the Father today and ask Him to deal with you in His gentleness and His compassion, and you will find that our Father is good. May the Lord bless you in this coming year. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, amen.